Firewise is the focus of this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're pleased to be joined on the program by Dory Beetz, who is the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, and Adam Fries, a unit forester with the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit, again talking about the issue of Firewise. And unit forester Fries, I'll go next to you. Can you talk a little bit about home hardening and how that all ties into Firewise?
Yeah, so part of the assessment, you know, is looking at vegetation and different threats, but the concept of home hardening is really looking at the home itself as fuel and steps that you can take to minimize the chance of the actual home catching on fire. And one of the places to start is the roof is one of the most vulnerable places on the home. And you don't see it a lot anymore, but there are still homes with wood shingles that are very receptive to catching on fire. So it's definitely recommended to have metal or asphalt shingle or tile roofs. And with the gutters as well, making sure that the gutters are clear of debris, and also the gutters are not made of flammable material. And the other thing is vents. Is a big part of that. Anywhere there's an opening into your home, if you can picture embers blowing in there during a fire, having a metal screens that are less than an eighth of an inch in size really minimizes the chance of embers being able to be carried into the house. Windows should be dual pane. And then, you know, part of it, like with decks and patios, you really want to make sure that you're not storing combustible items on the deck and under the deck, or just really need to take a hard look at your house and view it. If a fire was coming, what items are going to be catching on fire that are right next to the house? So and minimizing that as much as possible. Gutters, we talked about gutters is a big one. And then a garage is another spot where if you have your garage door closed during the day and you look outside and you can see the sunlight coming through, garages are a vulnerable spot where embers can blow under the garage door. And a lot of times people have combustible materials like gasoline, paint thinner, you know, sawgas mix, those types of things stored near the garage door that can catch on fire easily. So it's important to take just a hard look and seeing where those gaps can be closed and just arranging and storing things in a way that's gonna minimize the chance of them catching on fire. Another big piece is having your address posted. If you drive around these communities, addresses are hard. There's a lot of houses that you can't determine what the address is, and having those posted and in reflective material too, where they can be seen at night, really helps first responders get there faster. So those are just simple steps that can be taken to make your home less susceptible to catching on fire, and then also allowing first responders to get there quicker.
And did you say to become a Firewise community, do you have to have a risk assessment completed?
Yes, that is one of the first steps, is have that risk assessment completed, yes.
So how do you go about doing that?
So in Sonora City, Fire Chief Amy New would be the contact for that. And then for the rest of in any areas that aren't incorporated, in Tuolumne and Calaveras County, they can contact me at CAL FIRE, Adam Fries.
And then I'll go back to Dory Beetz. You know, how long does the process take, and what type of a time commitment should people expect to become a Firewise community?
So, good question. The process takes anywhere from 1 month to 1 year to complete, depending on the engagement and participation among your neighbors. The Firewise committee, which then steers and kind of manages that process, should expect to invest at least 8 hours in the assessment and application process. The planning events, which again are two per year that you commit to in your action plan, And engaging the neighbors may require extra time, but is usually very easily manageable even by people with busy schedules. The work investment, which is also a requirement, is often work that is already being completed by you and your neighbors, so it's not in addition to. The FireWise program will help ensure that you focus on the right areas, hardening your home, as Adam talked about, and removal of the right vegetation. And that all of that will help maximize the efficiency of all your work. Now, the ongoing maintenance of your recognition status usually only requires about 4 to 8 hours per year, not including that risk reduction investment and any educational events that you might host in that neighborhood.
So even after the first year, still continually do the town meeting, community meetings with your neighbors?
Yes, correct. Absolutely.
I know you've been diving into this topic a lot. Any other additional stats you'd like to share?
Yeah, in 2020, over 58,250 wildfires burned 10.3 million acres. Nearly 40% of the these acres were in California. Once a fire starts, there is only so much fire service professionals can do to protect structures. The FireWise program empowers the individual homeowners to take an active role in protecting structures before a fire starts.
Well, we're nearing the end of today's Motherlode Views. We've touched on a number of topics. We have a few minutes left. Adam Fries, anything that else that you'd like to add on this topic?
No, I just think the FireWise community is such a great tool to assist communities and working together. And like Dory said, I think that concept of individual responsibility and community responsibility and neighbors helping neighbors is just really critical. There's a lot of work to do, and it's going to take everyone working together to get it done.
As we sit here in late February, is this kind of prime period to get some of that defensible space work done?
It is. It's a great time. People can be burning safely, and this is an outstanding time to be getting that work done and not waiting until fire season gets here. Absolutely.
And Dory Beetz, anything else regarding FireWise that would be worth mentioning?
Well, just that, check it out. Check out our website. Check out, Highway 108 Fire Safe Council. Be a part of it. We really want to encourage folks to get educated and be a part of our Wildfire Community Preparedness Day. There's actual toolkit that we posted up on our website under Office Emergency Services. Reach out to either Adam or I. We would love to continue to promoting this and getting as many FireWise communities in this county as possible.
And what's the best way to find that information online? Is it going to the county's website and looking for OES?
Yeah, if you go directly to Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, and it'll have a link posted there.
And then if people are hearing this today and want some more information directly from one of you two, what's the best way to reach out to you?
You can send me an email directly, OES at co.tuolumne.ca.us. And Adam?
For me, my email address is adam.fries, F-R-E-S-E, at fire.ca.gov.
Well, again, we thank our guests on this weekend show, Adam Fries, CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Forester, and Dory Beetz with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having us.
And again, I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.